Now, this is a very important time to get some work done outdoors, but just as important is avoiding some common mistakes. Joining us now is Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Hi there, Mike.
Good morning.
So tell us, what should we be doing this time of the year?
This is prime time for people with cool season lawns. That's fescue, rye, and bluegrass. The lawns that stay green over the summer. This is the time when they need everything done to them. If you have lawn grub damage, this is like your last week to get all natural milky spore down. If you have bare spots or if you want to do a new lawn, you're running out of time now to sow the grass seed. This is the last perfect 2 weeks around. Anytime over the next month is when your lawn should get its biggest feeding of the year. You never feed in summer, but once we get beyond summer, you reward your lawn with its biggest natural feeding of the entire season. This is the second season of gardening. Time to plant lettuce, spinach, broccoli, all of your salad greens, and to put pansies in the ground and use their edible flowers on top of your salads. There's just so much to do this time of year.
One of the big temptations is to prune trees and shrubs, but I've heard you say it a million times, it is not the time for that now, is it?
This is the most important time of year to pack up all those pruners and send them to yourself again via eighth class mail. Send them to someone on Australia on a boat and tell them to get them right back to you in time for winter or spring. All your plants are getting ready to go into dormancy now. Pruning always stimulates new growth. Well, that new growth is going to sap energy out of the root system that was going to get your plant through winter. It's vulnerable to quick freezes. There is absolutely no reason to prune anything now, and a million good reasons to really hide the pruners, especially if you have a helpful spouse. Take the pruners to Goodwill and buy new ones in the spring. It's much cheaper than a divorce. Come on.
Very nice. Hey, Mike, should we put spring bulbs in now, too?
No. Well, one thing that's a little bit strange about our underground crops that sit there over winter, you almost can't plant garlic too early. It's perfect to plant garlic right now, anytime between now and mid-October. But spring bulbs, if they sprout this fall, the show is ruined, so you really want to hold off as long as you can. In the D.C. area, not until after Halloween. That's like the earliest you should put them in the ground. And any time between then and Thanksgiving is ideal.
Good deal. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike McGrath, our garden editor and our Friday yard warrior.